This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a trio of stories on the economic issue of the day, other than the virus, of course, which is an economic story as well, lest we forget. But we speak here and now of the rescue package that Congress is about to start really digging into. Democrats in the House and Republicans in the Senate getting down to it. Up first in our stories, playing off a quote from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on CNBC this afternoon that he is not going to negotiate with Democrats. That's the quote. I am not negotiating over this. Over corporate coronavirus liability protections in this bill. They're going to be in there, McConnell says, or there won't be a bill. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going with a look at the fault lines on this issue.
As businesses reopen in a pandemic, they're faced with this reality. Even if they require masks and social distancing and provide hand sanitizer,
it still may not stop somebody from contracting coronavirus from somebody else that may be at their place of business.
That could mean an expensive lawsuit and even the demise of a business. So the GOP relief package would make it a lot harder for customers or workers to win a COVID-related lawsuit against a business. There are some exceptions in the bill.
If you're grossly negligent or you intentionally engage in harmful behavior, if you are acting in that way, you're not going to be protected, and you shouldn't be.
The thing is, gross negligence, that's one of the terms from the bill, is a really high legal bar. David Super teaches law at Georgetown University.
It doesn't just mean you were sloppy or careless. Grossly negligent is sort of the equivalent of drunk driving in the wrong direction on an interstate.
Lawyers for workers or customers would also have to prove that a business was not making reasonable efforts to comply with local COVID safety rules. Deborah Marcuse, an employment attorney who represents workers at Sanford Heisler Sharp, says all of this would send a message to companies.
That taking risks with the lives of workers and customers won't harm their bottom line. That's an incredibly dangerous message to send during a pandemic.
Now, even though there's been a lot of debate about this so far, there haven't been that many COVID-related personal injury lawsuits against businesses. A very small percentage of coronavirus lawsuits fall into that category, according to the law firm Hunt and Andrews Kurth. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.